From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama opens a nuclear security summit in Washington. Mr. Obama told the gathered leaders that the world is imperiled by North Korea's nuclear weapons development and the possibility that the Islamic State militant group could set off radioactive bombs. Delegations from 50 countries are attending the summit. Before the opening, Mr. Obama met with South Korean President Park Geun-hye and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe at the White House to discuss North Korea's nuclear and missile tests.
We've directed our teams to work diligently in the coming weeks and months to elaborate additional steps that we can take collectively in order to ensure that we have a denuclearized Korean Peninsula and that we can restore a sense of stability and peace to the region.
North Korea was also at the top of the agenda when Mr. Obama met later with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Belgium's federal prosecutor says the main suspect in last November's terrorist attack in Paris can be extradited to France. Authorities from the two countries will decide jointly how to proceed with the extradition of Salah Abdeslam. A car bomb attack Thursday in Turkey left 6 police officers dead and at least 23 other people wounded. The blast took place in the Kurdish-majority city of Diyarbakir on Thursday. United Nations Human Rights Commissioner describes new allegations of sexual abuse against UN and French soldiers as sickening. Zayd Raad al-Hussein said the matter would be fully investigated. For more on that subject, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News.